This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Wildfires that encroach into cities risk introducing harmful chemicals, otherwise known as volatile organic compounds, VOCs, into the municipal water system. Texas' largest anti-abortion organization is launching an advertising campaign to reach the husbands, boyfriends, and sexual partners of women who've had abortions in the state to recruit them to file lawsuits against those who assisted the women in ending their pregnancies. In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court upheld the ban on TikTok in the USA, effective immediately, despite 170 million U.S. users. Treasury Secretary Yellen told Congress that on January 21, the Treasury Department will have to begin using extraordinary measures to prevent the U.S. from defaulting on its debt. A study of federal buildings found that they were typically under one-third of their pre-pandemic occupancy in 2023. Chinese government gave workers their first raise since 2021, which would be a one-time injection into the economy of $12 to $20 billion. Robert Kennedy Jr. once filed a petition asking the FDA to revoke emergency authorization of COVID vaccines in 2021, when estimates had begun to show that the rollout of the shots had already saved 140,000 lives. In a poll, some 53% want Trump to make changes in government, but more than 60% oppose replacing thousands of career civil service workers with people chosen by the president. More than 60% oppose eliminating the Education Department. Only 18% would supersede congressional powers and give Trump more authority over federal spending. While voters want Trump to build his promised wall on the border with Mexico and address illegal immigration, they also don't want him to do mass deportation. According to a growing body of research, one of the best ways to raise confident children is for parents to spend more quality time with them. Biden announced that the 28th Amendment, an amendment guaranteeing men and women equal rights under the law, is the law of the land. Unfortunately, the president has no powers in approving amendments, so in fact, there's still only 27. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions, Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.